If it's a mind judgment, it's wrong because it's your interpretation, it's your past learning that doesn't apply to this alive moment. It's something somebody else taught you. It's something you read in a book. It's something your dad told you when you were six. It's something some teacher who doesn't know up from down tried to teach you when you were 12. It's not yours, and it doesn't apply. If it's a judgment, by definition, it's inaccurate because you're more alive than that. This moment is more alive than that, more real, more true than that. Judgments are only little bits of discriminating that are needed here and there for utilitarian purposes. Other than that, across the board, they suck. They lead you in the, suck means lead you in the wrong direction, away from happiness.
But can't there be good judgments too?
Well, people confuse the word judgment and discrimination. That's the differentiation I'm making. There's a time and a place where your mind is needed, where judgment is needed, where making a decision or a discrimination is needed. This is a good way, this is a bad way to go. That's discriminating. We generally call that judgment. I don't have any quarrel with that. That's fine. That's judgment used rightly as a tool for when it's appropriate. The trouble is, we're using it 24 hours a day, 60 minutes an hour, 60 seconds a minute when it's not needed. It's like the carpenter who takes a bath with his hammer. You don't need the hammer every second. You only need it when it's needed. When you're doing carpentry, then you need the hammer. When you're doing decision-making, discriminating, dealing with something that has to be dealt with, for a minute here and there, you need judgment. The rest of the time, you don't need it. What's happened is the mind has co-opted everything else, and you're judging every second of the day. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's too this, it's too that, he's too ugly, he's too stupid, he's too... Every second, you're in this mind chatter of judgment, most of us, more or less. And that's the whole problem. So is it needed? Yes. 99.9% less than we use it. And most of us are trapped in it like a hamster on a wheel.
No, it's amazing. That's what I was...
Yeah. Just you look being a little hamstery right now.
Yeah, just looking... sitting here 5 minutes, I just realized... why I give in to when my body feels shitty, I'm unhappy. It's a judgment. It's a
you cooperate with the judgment.
Absolutely.
You follow the judgment instead of following the choice point. Let's say it that way. What I'm simply suggesting is it's absolutely possible. It's not even hard to zero in and follow the choice point in any given moment. And I'm not saying this is a miracle solution to everything by any means, because this is arduous and hard. This is something that has to be practiced until something else takes over, but that's a whole other subject.
So on a realistic basis, when your body's in pain, you have a pain in your body.
On a realistic basis, the point is that you've now seen that you can access choice in any given moment, no matter what the circumstances.
Even if there's pain.
Or even more, what your mind is telling you. Because there can be pain, and it doesn't have to be the mind telling you, pain is bad, feel bad. Pain is part of life. There's no life without pain. Nobody lives a life without pain. You don't have to judge it. It's not required that it be judged whenever it arrives.
Is neat. No, it really is. If I could ever get there, I guess I could.
You just were.
I am.
Well, this is what we do. See, you're such a perfect example. This is what we do. Exactly this is what we all do. He took him 14 seconds to get there, and what we do is we let the mind tell us its version of its interpretation, its judgment of reality, if I could ever get there. That's a judgment.
So it's a question of just practicing, being habitual about living in the present
moment. No. It's a question of being much more truthful and honest and candid with yourself.